Endometriosis is a condition as common as diabetes, yet isn't nearly as well known. Katie Luciani is the executive director of the Endometriosis Network. She says that she hears the same story time and time again.
There's often such a common thread and such a common theme with everyone that, you know, it took, you know, years for diagnosis. No one ever believed them. A lot of like similar thoughts like that. Offering a support group is a great way for patients to feel validated, heard, and to leave with hope knowing that there's other people that have lived your experience.
Chelsea McEwen is a Calgary woman who lives with endometriosis. She says that talking about her disease is so important.
Funding and research is probably number one, but having people speak out, chronic pelvic pain is not normal, but talking about it should be.
She has advice for young people who think they may have endo.
Self-education, I think, is the number one thing young girls need to learn, and that chronic pelvic pain or pain that feels not normal to you is a reason to ask for help, build your community, talk about it, research, push for diagnosis, keep pushing your doctors for treatment. I think that's the biggest thing I'd like young girls to know.
Anna Mae Alexander is another woman from the city with endometriosis. She says she doesn't think that society really understands what the condition does to people.
I live with a baseline of pain that I don't think people are aware that I live with. There are days where I'm up all night in pain, and then you get up in the morning and you do your hair and you shower and you go to work and you try to function and pretend like everything's fine when it's really not.
But Alexander is trying to do something about that by using social media and film to spread the word. She believes that this is the first step in making people, including doctors, more aware of the disease.
Maybe more doctors or medical students would be more aware, because when I did get to an endometriosis specialist, she looked at me, she looked at my IBS, and she goes, I think that's not IBS, I think that's endometriosis.
McEwen echoes this, saying that the condition should be more well known, as it affects every aspect of patients' lives.
People really don't believe that you're in as much pain or as sick as you are because it's invisible. They make you look fine. That's really hard. So fighting for awareness and understanding is massive, I think, to everyone who has been diagnosed with endometriosis.
Today, the Endometriosis Network is hosting a virtual Endo March to mark Awareness Month, which Luciani says is important.
This is a time to come together, celebrate their journeys, and, you know, spread the accurate information, educated, informed information, rather than, you know, old myths.
I'm Devin Banfield.